Sky Sports Radio and Radio Tab, the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend with Jimmy and Ray.
And welcome back to the show with Jimmy and Ray down in Hobart Town for the weekend, and very, very pleased to pick up your show down here. Great stuff. Streets ahead of the... Can't say that yet. They used to have... Cheers, Annie M. Yeah, good morning, Annie. Hope you're listening in Hobart.
Well, she is. She's told us.
Yeah, other people as well.
Look forward to this. Now, this is interesting. Paul from Huskisson. It's a rugby league topic. We'll get throw this to Dean Bulldog Ritchie. Boys, it's disturbing and disappointing reading ex-players suggesting the NRL need to cull clubs because they think there's not enough players. I would suggest there's probably not enough quality coaches to lift player performance. Bellamy, Bennett, Robinson all have track records of improving players. Perth is a must expansion area, and maybe the second NZ team. That's Paul at Huskisson. Dean Bulldog Ritchie, a rugby league expert on a Sunday. Dino, I'll throw to you that one. Do you think there are enough good players around, and do you think it's related to coaching? Good morning, mate.
Yeah, good morning, Jimmy. Good morning, Raymond. Look, it's a very good question, Jimmy. The key here, though, is do we relocate or do we move existing clubs?
Yeah.
Quite clearly, we've gone down this path before with mergers and with South Sydney, and it caused hell. So whether we want to revisit those days when clubs get moved and or kicked out, but the NRL has been very staunch, very forthright and very open in saying we will not bail you out financially anymore. If you go down, we will now relocate you. As for the pool, Jimmy, yes, I think there has to be some concerns. Can we fit another two teams in, which is another, say, 30 players in each club? There's another 60 players that go into the pool. Is it diluting the pool, and would it lead to games, obviously, that are up to the NRL standard that we've come to expect? I suspect there would be that possibility.
Okay, so you're not in favour of expansion, but rather relocation if it comes to that, Dino?
Well, Ray, I could live with either. I think the game certainly needs to expand. It's a matter of whether we go down the path of moving clubs. As I said before, though, we have had dramas before. I mean, you think about it, guys. How many professional sporting franchises are in Sydney through winter and summer? It would have to be the most competitive market when it comes to crowds, merchandise, sponsorship, etc., in the world. I can't think of any other town, maybe outside London with soccer, who has got so many professional franchises.
Yeah,
it's just a dog-eat-dog out there. You think at some point something's got to give and someone's going to have to go.
Yeah, no, good point. Well, Dino, if there was to be expansion, Jimmy's got his views on it and he's in favour of a second side in New Zealand.
Brisbane first. Brisbane number one.
Okay, second side in Brisbane for sure.
Got to be a second side in Brisbane.
I thought Perth, but what would be your choices, Dino?
Yeah, it's, again, an excellent idea, Ray. I would probably go Perth just ahead of New Zealand. I think Jimmy's proposal has got merit. I just don't think that the Warriors, though, have opened the pathway up quite yet for a second side. They've struggled since their inclusion. Jimmy, are you talking North Island or South Island?
That's a good question. Probably South, but I think it would also help invite players from rugby union to play rugby league, and that will help expand your player base and alleviate some of that depth issues that you're talking about there with the 60 extra players.
Yeah, look, South Island certainly is a rugby league stronghold. I do have concerns, though, Jimmy, in terms of the Warriors. Look, they have struggled since their arrival back in 1995. Two grand finals, no premierships. They're not exactly the prototype to want to make you expand in that market. However, you could mount the same argument for Perth, couldn't you? At least there is some rugby infrastructure in New Zealand where Perth is going into a market, which is predominantly AFL. Quite clearly was discussed before that the time slot would be ideal in Perth and that they could snowball 2, 3, 4 games together in a row. So, look, it's certainly a valid point. The second Brisbane team's a no-brainer. They want rugby league at Suncorp Stadium every weekend, not every second weekend.
No, the other thing about it, yeah, that's exactly right. The other thing about, I think what the AFL have shown us with expansion is that local derbies work. Local derbies make the existing team stronger. I think that will be the case for Brisbane. That would be the case for a second New Zealand side. That would not be the case for Perth. Dylan Brown, Dino, he wants to go fishing November 1.
It's a very funny situation, Jimmy. Here's this kid who debuted last week. He's got another year to go on his current deal. And then Parramatta, their intention is to sign him for 4 years. That's essentially a 6-year span that he will have at Parramatta. He's played one game. So the key question here is, will Parramatta take the risk and sign this young kid who's played 80 minutes of first grade to a deal which covers 6 years. He's on the market as of November 1. I can tell you right now, clubs are already starting to manoeuvre their salary cap to have a good old-fashioned crack at this kid. But look, it's a massive risk for a club like Parramatta to have to shell out big coin for Boak on one game. Do they do it, or do they let someone else come in? I think they're going to have to take the risk. I don't think they have any choice but to keep this kid long-term. But certainly, when you look at his track record, one game, not a lot when you're talking big bucks over a long time.
What's he worth?
Yeah.
What's he? What? If you're Parramatta, what do you pay?
It's a really good question, Jimmy. I did a piece about it last week, and I was trying to ascertain in my head what you're paying. If it's a four-year deal, I think it would go up incrementally, but I think around $2 million. He's a playmaker. He's a key player, and we don't have a lot of playmakers out there. He's 18 years old, and if this kid does reach his potential, which we think he will, there's every chance you could build a side around him for many, many years.
But I say it again,
it's a $2 million risk for Parramatta.
So 400, 500, 500, 600 might be your four-year deal.
Exponential, yeah.
Something like
that. He looked so composed against Penrith last week, didn't he?
Looking
forward to seeing what he does against the Dogs, so you've got to back it up. Hey, Dino, any update on Jason Taumalolo?
Yeah, Ray, just very quickly, he's going in for scans on his knee tomorrow. They think 1 to 3 weeks. So it's not a long-term injury for the big fella, but I think he will be missing for at least probably 2 weeks to be about the right time. Really interesting story with this bloke. I've kept an eye on this story. It's quite funny. In the off-season, the Queensland contingent of the Cowboys were in his ear constantly to spurn Tonga and play for Queensland. There were a few moments there where they thought they might have had their man, because certainly Taumalolo would tear Origin apart, as we know. But I think he's going to stay strong. He's going to stay tough. He's going to commit to Tonga long-term. So as good as it was, and it was as dedicated as their charge was to try to lure him into a maroon jumper, I think you'll find Taumalolo will stay solid and remain with Tonga.
You know what the problem is? That when they get up there and Michael Morgan and Cohen Hess and Matty Scott and all that, they just show him the bank account details and say, look, there's an extra 90,000 that jumped in after the Origin series. And how much do you get paid when you play for Tonga? Oh, probably food money, and you might get $5,000 a test, and that's only if the Kangaroos are being generous.
Mind you, he's got a 10-year deal worth $10 billion, Jimmy, so I don't think there's going to be any shortage of pucker on the table.
That's a good point. That's a good point. Or
Cameron Smith, too, guys, before I go.
Yeah.
There was some suggestions that this may be his last year, that if he has a great year and Melbourne do well, he might retire. But he's spoken to a few people I know down there in Melbourne, and he is absolutely totally committed to playing another year after this one. So there was a bit of chit-chat around that if he has a good year, it might be a nice way for Cam to leave our game after such a wonderful career. But at this point in time, totally and 100% committed to fulfilling that contract, which would mean another 2 years in the NRL this and next year.
Bulldogs Parramatta, any changes?
Not a whole lot here, Jimmy. A couple off the bench at this point. Jack Cogger, Opa Hickey, Ogden, I hope I got that right, for the Bulldogs, and Andrew Davey and Bevan French. They pop off the two benches this afternoon for that 4 o'clock game at ANZ Stadium. There's also a 6:10 game at Campbelltown, West Tigers versus the Warriors. Moses Mbai is the key question here. He missed round one with a knee injury. He's not guaranteed of playing just yet. He's still in their squad. He did train at fullback during the week. I saw when I popped out to Concord and Corey Thompson went to the wing. But at the moment, Mbai is still not 100% chance, but I sneaking suspicion he will play. Josh Reynolds and Matt Eisen, who's dropped off the bench there. Robert Jennings had a stomach bug too, guys, but I think you'll find he'll play. And over there at the Warriors, their hooker, Nathaniel Roach, is out of the side. Jazz DeVita named the hooker, and that means Isaac Luke has been promoted onto the interim bench for the match.
Played well last week, Nathaniel Roach. He'll be a loss. Good on you, Dino. We'll speak next week.
Thanks very much, guys. Have a great day.
See you, Dino.
There he is, Dean Bulldog Richie, with all the latest in the world of rugby league. We're about to go to the news here, and after the news, we've got legend of the game. We're really looking forward to this. It's Dawn Fraser. And, oh, by the way, we've got an update here from Peter Grimshaw from the National Rugby League. Henry Perinara has injured his ankle. Out for another couple of weeks. So there we go. We've solved the problem of Henry Perinara.